Jesus chose 12, whom he named apostles, 12 of his disciples, whom he also named apostles. And then are named the 12 apostles, among whom are the two we celebrate today, Saint Simon and Jude. Now note the way this is placed here, whom he also named apostles. Why would they be named apostles? Well, that comes from the word, the Greek word, apostolos, for one who is sent out. They were sent out, in fact, a little bit later on in this very gospel passage, in this gospel, according to St. Luke, it's he who points it out. At one point, he sends them out two by two. He's preparing them, he is teaching them, and then he sends them out. Later on, our Lord will give the command as he ascends into heaven, go out and preach, actually go out and disciple all nations, to render it literally. Make disciples of all nations. And then after the coming of the Holy Spirit, they all went out, except of course for Judas, who turned traitor, as is pointed out in the gospel passage we just heard. And in his place was elected Matthias. They are the ones sent out. And sent out to do what? To preach the kingdom of God, to bring the kingdom of God to all souls, to everyone. They are sent out. And these 12, well, 12, we take away the fallen Judas and then add Matthias, the 12, are particularly recognized for that, for the being the 12 pillars upon which our Lord founded the church, and upon which, through whom, the church grew, the early growth of the church. Who are the first to go out and bring the gospel, to bring the way of our salvation to all people. And so today we celebrate two of them, Saint Simon and Jude, of whom we knew very little, but that they were apostles and they were sent out and they did bring the gospel to those peoples to whom they were sent. And they were martyred for it. And so we reflect on this work of the apostles and their glorious deaths, and we glorify God. We praise God for that, and by his grace, we too go out and bring the gospel to everyone. We start by sanctifying ourselves, growing our own holiness ourselves, and then to bring it out to everyone else. Let us then, as we reflect today on these two apostles, Saint Simon and Jude, seek that grace always, to have the strength by the witness of our own holy lives, and let us seek to live a life of holiness always. Bring the gospel to everyone. Bring salvation to everyone. Praised be Jesus and Mary.